Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We do have to get a check-in on the NBA Finals last night. Dylan, you were way wrong. Pacers forced a Game 7 by taking down the Thunder last night. Obi Toppin scored 20 points. Pascal Siakam added 16. Final score, 108. Pacers 108, Thunder 91.
Yeah, Dylan, how's that crow taste, my friend?
Wow.
I understand why you thought it, but, you know, with Halliburton limited, it made sense that this was going to be over. But Dylan actually, to his credit, said that they needed somebody to step up and score some big points off the bench. And Obi Toppin brought 20, as said, and Nembhard dropped 17. And my guy, though, I call him the little engine that could, even though he's not as, you know, he's taller than me, much taller than me, because he's 6'1", is T.J. McConnell. He has been a spark plug for this team off the bench. In fact, Carlisle got a lot of heat for pulling him after he came in Game 5. And added a little bit of a spark, and then he put Halliburton back in. But McConnell had, I mean, look at this stat line: 12 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals. So just a phenomenal 24 minutes off the bench for him. Pacers started slow, but Dylan, they just kind of bum rushed the Thunder in the second quarter there, and that game was over by halftime, seemingly.
Well, and what's funny is I'm watching, and I was flipping back and forth between the apps, not the channels, because, you know, you have to go between streamers. And I'm flipping between apps at that point, and I flip over, and I'm looking at the – I think it was 22 points by the time the Braves game was over, and 22 points, and I'm like, oh, man, that's crazy. It's getting a little lopsided. And then all of a sudden it's like 24, then it's 28, then it's 30, and you're like, okay, might as well slide those guys to the bench, man. This is getting crazy.
Yeah, once Mark Daigneault put the reserves in to start the fourth quarter, once, because they were down by 30 going into the fourth quarter, I went ahead and, you know, flipped that off. I was like, yep, this one's over with. They ain't coming back. Mark Daigneault has all obviously waved the white flag. But, no, it's crazy because the Thunder, at the beginning of the game, seemed like they were starting to grab the momentum a little bit. But then the Pacers go on their runs like they do, and they did not look back after that. And Bo, to your point, you got to give T.J. McConnell and Obi Toppin all the credit in the world. T.J. McConnell is the ultimate spark plug, it feels like, for this Pacers team. And I mean, he gets the Pacers crowd going, too. And I love how he feeds into it. I think it was either after he got an offensive rebound that led to a three, or he may have scored a bucket, but then he stares at the Pacers crowd for a moment and then starts doing his hands like, yeah, come on, I know you're feeling it. And he gets that crowd hype, man. And that Indiana crowd is, we know, ready to go crazy over anything, and they've really gotten behind T.J. McConnell and this Pacers team. So credit to them. And I give credit to Tyrese Halliburton, too. He was a lot more effective, and he did a really good job playing through that calf injury, and he picked and chose his spots well. Like, you could tell he wasn't trying to do too much. He was a little bit more passive. He let T.J. McConnell be a little bit more aggressive, because on that calf he definitely couldn't get that lift that he was used to. But when he had open shots and he had open threes, he took them and he made them. So I give a lot of credit to Tyrese Halliburton, too, for not only playing through the injury but understanding what his limits were, not trying to do too much out there either.
Yeah, we wanted an exciting series. We got it, and Game 7 is Sunday at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, let's do this thing, Dylan. Yeah, it's fair or foul time, but you know what always fair? Buffalo's Cafe. Today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Allie, fair or foul?
Here we go. All right, Mike, I'm going to start you first on this one. Fair or foul? More than two Braves will play in the All-Star game.
Oh, man. Like, I think two's the number. And honestly, I'm not even sure. Obviously, Chris Sale is probably that guy. You start getting past that. I think there's arguments to be made for a number of guys. But, like, Marcell Ozuna could have the right numbers to get it done. But you look at Seiya Suzuki and Kyle Schwarber, and obviously Shohei Ohtani being the DHs in the National League. I don't know. I don't think there's three. I think there's two. I think two is the perfect number. So I'm going to say foul. I think it's two.
Bo?
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think it might be foul as well. I think Chris Sale is a lock. I think he's got like a 1 ERA in like his last like 8 starts or something. And I think Ronald Acuña Jr. is going to be it as well. I mean, you look at Acuña and what he's done. He's got 8 home runs since coming back with 14 RBIs. I mean, the guy's hitting like 390-something. And guess what? He's had 6 home runs this month alone. He's already, I think he was like 5th or 4th in fan voting and the outfield or right field or whatever. So I think 2 might be the number, and that's fine. That's okay.
All right, I'm going to tell you guys to hang on to your thoughts on that one when the All-Star game happens, because injuries, people backing out, and just saying.
Touché. Maybe we'll ask Grant at 8:20.
Maybe we will.
Better stuff to ask him than All-Star.
All right, fair or foul, Steve Smith has lost sleep over not getting a second chance at an interview with Bo. This one might need some context,
dude,
if you would care to explain.
I so wish this had been in Rookie Report, because it was so funny when we were talking about this and Bo refusing to invite Steve Smith on the show that we doing on a Saturday night at a second-year high school.
That's a horrible question, to be honest.
Well, you're I'm not going to say it. You know what? This question is foul, because I'm wasting my time talking about this guy.
That's a horrible question, to be honest.
He's being – you know, this guy's got his own troubles. He needs to worry about, like, being sued. I hope he does. So, fair. He's probably losing sleep.
No.
I mean, clearly, guy's got an ego twice as large as him. So, I'm just not a fan in any way. I mean, guy punched his own teammate in a meeting. So
that's a horrible question, to be honest.
Yeah, well, look in the mirror, tough guy.
Mike, is it fair or foul?
It's foul. This man didn't even know this ever occurred. And he's like, oh, what? What happened?
All right.
I'm not letting that one go.
Fair or foul, Chris Sale will be the first back-to-back Cy Young Award winner for the Braves since Greg Maddux.
I'm going to say fair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say fair. He seems so locked in. He's such a gamer. And he's such a guy that obviously his season this year mirrors exactly what happened last year. Kind of a first couple of starts, kind of getting his legs underneath him. But he seems so locked in. He's obviously very slider heavy at this point. I think you'd like to see a little bit of a third pitch kind of come along. But you can't hit what he's throwing. So I don't mind the fact that he hasn't ventured outside of the fastball slider kind of combination most of the season. He's been insanely good. And if he keeps on that track, nobody is going to catch him in that Cy Young race.
It's foul, because the baseball world is just licking their chops to crown Paul Skenes, and his ERA right now is under 2.
Mm.
Plays for a terrible team. I think if Skenes stays healthy and they both stay on the same trajectory, I'm just not sure how Chris Sale can pass him. It just they want so badly to give this to him because he's the next it, and that's fine. I wish it would be true. I wish I could say fair, but right now for me, I think it's foul, and it's just unfortunate that they determined the Cy Young before the season even started. I feel like, and I'm not taking anything away from Skenes. I think he's phenomenal, but when this national media love affair with a player always overrides what happens on the field if the numbers are even close.
Okay. Yeah. Fair or foul, more than 2 major contributors were left off the top 20 most important Falcons list.
More than two.
I think in the end that could be fair. But maybe not. I can only think of – I think Jake Matthews is one that got left off. I think Matthew Bergeron is one that got left off. Tyler Allgeier could be a major contributor depending on what happens. So – and we don't know what will happen in a couple of spots that there's going to be a competition battle. So I think it's fair to say, but that also means someone else might not be as important as we predicted or we looked at, right? So –
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, I think that it's fair that more than two got left off, because you mentioned the two offensive linemen we left off, Tyler Allgeier. How about Kyle Pitts, Ray McLeod? We're not on the top 20 list. Whoever starts at strong safety, which is going to be of massive importance, and also the nickel spot. So, yeah, there's a bunch of guys. There's also going to be some interior defensive linemen, and whether or not Zach Harrison is there remains to be seen. But you got to have that group step up as well. We ended up including Rook, but you mentioned Brandon Dorlus in the build-up to that. There's going to be more than two that were left off the list of top 20 most important players, and that's why it was a tough list to make.
Yeah, absolutely. Reminder, you can see that list on X at 929 Morning Shift if you want to see Mike and Bo's opinions on that. Now, fair or foul, when the Morning Shift heads to Echo Park Speedway for the Quaker State 400, we'll see at least one shirt with Mike Johnson's new nickname for the track, the Echo Chamber. And it can't be worn by Mike Johnson.
I was going to say, yes, you'll see one. It'll be mine. It'll be drawn on by Sharpie. Or if I can get Bo's Squid Nation t-shirt lady to go ahead and mock things up, maybe we can make that happen. But yes, the Echo Chamber t-shirts will be in full supply.
She has a name, and if you want that done, you better get it to KCB pretty quickly because time is running out. But I would love to say fair. I wish we could all have an Echo Chamber shirt and wear it maybe, you know, Friday for our show. And so I think that'd be awesome. But
this is a good time to say, Allie, that you'll hear that what Ryan Blaney thinks of that nickname coming up in just a few minutes.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, this hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. You can book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And like Mike just mentioned, Mike and Bo had a chance to chat with NASCAR champ Ryan Blaney. We will get to hear that conversation next.
I want you guys to listen in really, really closely on how nervous Bo's voice sounds as he's talking to his favorite NASCAR driver. So just hone in on that thing question. If you can, just a little bit.
It's adorable. That's coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.